It's probably not easy to summarize the person you were married to for 70 years, but 92-year-old Paul Smith gave it a try. He still lives in the house he built from a kit in 1956 with his wife, Mary Lou Smith.
What was she like to be around?
Very friendly, very effervescent, and fun to be around. Fun to go places with, go skiing with, and sailing with. And I think people enjoyed her. I'm slightly biased.
Together they had four daughters, now in their 50s and 60s. When the girls were little, Paul and Mary Lou carted them everywhere, sailing in a tiny homemade boat around the Elizabeth Islands or jamming them into a station wagon to go skiing in New Hampshire. But after their children were grown, Mary Lou had a second career, preserving Falmouth history. Paul says it came out of a love of reading.
And she was basically a scholar, and I think that led her to appreciate the past.
It was one of many interests. Her daughter, Prudence Smith, says Mary Lou once dreamed of being a missionary in a developing country.
As much as she wanted to have a family and have kids, I think really she chafed under the restrictions of being just a mother and wife. And in the early years of the women's movement, she was part of a women's group that got together and envisioned how they wanted the world to be.
She never got to do that service work in Africa, but as she got older, Mary Lou found something in her own neighborhood that she could believe in, writing down scraps of Falmouth history and saving old buildings just before they were torn down.
And when she started doing that work, I think she found a niche to do the work that she wanted to do in the world.
Perhaps the most famous example of that work is Highfield Hall, a grand 1878 Queen Anne-style mansion built at the top of a hill in Falmouth. In 1972, the home was given to a music nonprofit that didn't have the money to keep it up. By the 1990s, it was in bad shape, and they wanted to bulldoze it. Mary Lou's friends remember what it was like.
The paint was peeling. It's hard to imagine today, but there was vegetation positively enveloping the entire house.
It smelled of mildew. It had animals living in it. It just, a lot of the good features just didn't seem recoverable.
There were old beds, and there were moldy props and moldy costumes.
That was Susan Shepherd and Vicky Lowell. They watched as Mary Lou threw herself into saving what most people considered an eyesore. Shepherd joined in the fight and became the first director of a nonprofit dedicated to saving Highfield Hall as a Falmouth landmark. It took 7 years to acquire the house and another 7 to restore it. They raised $8 million, made it beautiful, and opened it to the public. Here's Susan Shepherd.
She just never gave up. She kept everybody's spirits up. She got people involved that you never thought would get involved.
Her friend Vicky Lowell says Mary Lou had a way of persuading people at town meeting to save various historical structures in Falmouth, though she didn't convince everyone.
She always had sound thinking behind her passion. It's just some people would say, well, time marches on. You can't preserve everything. But I don't think anybody ever felt that she was being unreasonable. It's just that they felt that maybe moving ahead was more of a priority, tearing down that old eyesore, you know, that she saw beauty in.
In the late 1990s, one of those buildings was a 1932 brick school in the center of downtown Falmouth, now known as the Mullen Hall School. Mary Lou helped convince the town to spend the extra money to modernize it rather than build a new one. As a longtime member of the Historical Commission, she argued time and again that beautiful old things should be preserved. She helped start a historical museum in Woods Hole, and she left behind 4 books of history and photographs that she carefully edited, one of which is a 500-page volume called The Book of Falmouth that has become an important historical reference. A history journal that she co-founded is still published twice a year. Mary Louise Cole Smith died at home in Woods Hole on July 17 after a 6-year battle with Alzheimer's disease. She was 91. For WCAI, I'm Elsa Partan.